pasuk says, "Peyek lamed v'tikro v'tar v'telid bein by Rochel v'tar v'telid v'yiskol nesvav v'ishmal v'leil l'kvayt asam v'tar v'telid bein v'toyme osaf elohim es chaposi." Hashem gathered in my busha. V'tikro shmo Yosef. Yisrael ben Acher, Osaf has both in it, has the in of Yosef as Osaf, and also has the in of Yosef ben Acher. So that was what she called Yosef's name, Yosef Osaf. Yosef. Osaf as Chaposi. So Chazal say, so Rashi brings two pshatim. Shayislam Mecherpa, Ashani Akara. I was a busha in everybody's eyes. Hashem now took my busha. A tremendous, I took shame. But I was not kara. Those are busha. You see the goddess of Limois. She thought maybe she didn't go to Chalakos. She's not a shmooze in itself. Why'd she think she's going to Ace of Arasha, this beer? But it's not today's shmooze. Today's Va'agoda. The Agoda. Calls Mancha in the Isha Ben. Ain't love me little sirchoina. Cole's mother, the woman doesn't have a child. She doesn't have with which to be put, to pen, to be toila, her sirchoin, her mistakes, her wrongdoings. She ain't la ben. Once she has a ben, toila, she now has somebody to pin all her mistakes on. Mishra klizeh. Who broke this clay? Yankala broke it. Yosef. The husband comes home and he says, "Who broke the fax machine? My new fax machine, I broke it." So she knows this morning by mistake or clumsily, she bumped into it as she tripped over a 6-inch heel shoe. She was walking, trying on a new 6-inch heel shoe, and she tripped up and she banged onto the cement. And the whole new fax, he just bought the fax machine. He comes home and says, "What happened over here?" He's trying to, he heard the last week's shown by Shmuz, so he's trying to hold it in. He's ready to punch the wall down because his new fax machine broke. He's trying to hold it in, and he's about to, the smoke coming out of his ears, he's holding it in so hard, smoke coming out. Mom, she says, "You look a little upset, you know, the smoke coming out of his ears, his nostrils, he looks like a furnace." And she says, "What happens?" He says, "Yankala, Yosef, you know, little Yankala climbed up and he broke it." Oh, see him calm down. He's about to, you know, they might have to call out Sola for the wife. And Elisa, everything calms down. Bincha, Miochal Tainim Eli comes home and his mom is starving. His mom is starving. He comes home and his whole supper is gone. His mom is like furious. "What happened?" "Well, I put the food on the table. I went out. Little Yankala ate it. Take out the cornflakes. So we don't have too much milk, but this, you know, there's always water you can pour inside from the tap. You never tasted cereal and water. It's not that very good. Anyway, it's night. There's some orange juice to pour in. Anyway, the kids are, so that's what the Rashi says. So the Rashi, the fascinating Rashi. I think Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, the oil, but the Diyak is an unbelievable zacher. You get me? Lemaisa, at the end of the day, she wants to call her son a certain name, and she wants to touch up now her feelings of exuberation, exhilaration. She's so excited. Finally, everybody's giving birth. Leah's pounding them out one at a time. 4, 6. She's out. Billa and Zilpa, they're pounding them out. No problem. All of a sudden, now it's her time. She finally gives birth to a child. And what's the whole thing? What's her celebration now? One thing. I have someone to blame everything on now. Huh? That's the whole thing. She's waiting. Rachel's diving away. Tears. Can you imagine Mama Rachel crying away? "Shem, please give me a child." She's crying. And the Ezra's Noshim. She stays in the Yom Kippur. for mamish 2 hours after the davening, after Me'ilah, they go up to the Ezes Nashim. There's mamish, they can't find the Kamad, there's tissues, so many tissues out there. She's crying and crying. Every davening she comes, she's crying. Now Parsha finds, she gives birth. What's her first statement? Baruch Hashem. Now I could blame everything on him. So the Amkus, the Pshari is a boy said, we have to. The Amkus of it, the boy said, is very nogei, is Pashtus, and the Amkus of it, you have to say a big Yisoy. That we have no inkling into what the Yisoy of Shalom Bayis. How much it's choshuv, how much it's special. Not much special, it's the sort of everything Shalom Bayis. And therefore, the pshat over here is that Rachel understood that by having a child, the level of Shalom Bayis will go up on a whole different level. Because until now, if something happened, it was between me and my husband, it would create a certain type of friction between us. Now that we have a child, not just the fact you can just blame it on the son now. The Yisrael Advarim being is that she now has the opportunity to take away the friction. And even though Yaakov Ohav Esrach, and even though it was a level of Ava above all, but whenever there's something happens and there's a friction, whenever there's some type of mocking for some type of upsetness and some type of confrontation, we can deflect the confrontation. And this is what Rachel's teaching us. Rachel's teaching us that she desired so much to have a child. Avada, she desired to have a child because you are Korah, but she desired so much that child. It means so much because now the opportunity, now there's an unbelievable opportunity for the connection of the marriage to be on a higher level. This is what she's saying. Not just Stam. So the Pashim Shad Rashi see the Pshad is that she just can deflect. She won't be at four. Not about her being at four. She wanted to make that the matzav and the shalom bayis was so shleimus, and therefore there was a mocker for deflection against the friction. That's the amkus in Rashi. I think they say, maybe it's Shemra, but this is what we want to say, Pshat. The Meila, but what's the amkus of Boisai? The amkus is a Maria de Gazach of Boisai. The amkus is that Shalom Bayis and every Tosefet Shalom Bayis is not just the Amoy sword, especially Amoy's at that level, was not just an Indian of Shalom Bayis harmony. Wow, people could say, wow, that couple, the couple upstairs, they're such a nice couple. You see, ever see them, there's no Baruch Hashem. In comparison to the couple across the hall, we can't sleep at night from all the noise, the banging and the screaming. Every time the husband comes out, he has his hand on his head, and his yarmulke is 2 feet above his head. Somehow the hair ends and there's something up there, some type of lump or bump. And it sounds like, last week I saw him coming in with a football helmet, New York Giants football helmet. And it seemed that they didn't leave on such good terms. And Yankala wasn't home to deflect it. So he might have to deflect flying frying pans tonight. So he came home with a football helmet, and underneath his nice suit from Barons and Taylors, he has a shiryon, right? The shiryon we learned on the sugya. He's all ready for the battle royale. But don't worry, he has his own soda cans to throw out also in his pockets. See those pockets, he comes home. The couple next door. So we leave, okay, that's the chilek. Upstairs, Baruch Hashem, there's harmony, Yaakov Shweki singing. Downstairs, World War III. Watch out for flying frying pans. And watch out for, I saw the wife coming home last week. She's only cooking for three. She had a yeshiva soup pot. I guess she's ready for it. Anyway, the kids are, so Like last week, she came to me, said they played bowling, but he was the pins. Anyway, so the Maisa. So that's the thing. So, you know, this house is not so harmony. There's harmony. It's a whole different matzah, Rabbi said. You saw it of Shalom Bayim. That's the amkus of the Am Yom Ois understood, is that every Tosefis is the Tosefis Shechina. It's not just about Rachel's in Indian of the Osav Eschapasi, that the fact that we deflect the thing is that the heart, the Shlemus, the Shalom Bayis, the Tosef Shalom Bayis create a more, bigger Machu V'Shechina. And the more there's harmony and the Tosef is a Baisai, it's a different, it's not just about, okay, they're living in harmony and Baruch Hashem, there's a beautiful couple and there's beautiful Eben Alam Chaveiro. It's a much tiefer Zayim. V'ish V'isha Zachu, it's Shechina Shui B'Neim. And the more Tosef is, and the Yisoy the Baisai is about, because the Pshani is Hashem is Echad. Hashem is Echad. Hashem is Echad, and Klal Yisrael will call Echad because the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can only dwell on the Mitzias of Echad. And the more that the couple becomes Echad, the more they become Mamish Kemoy Echad, is a mocker for Moash Rosh Hashchina, because Hashem is Achdus. Hashem is, that's his Mitzias, he's Achdus. He can only dwell in Echad. And if there's Taka or Pirut, any Shum Pir between them, it's Shnayim. It's Shnayim. There's no Achdus. That's why Klal Yisrael also has to be Echad. And that's why is a Mela, if there's any Siba of E harmony or E connection, is a Makom of a period, it's a Makom of less Shechina. And the more, it's more Shechina. And this is what the Emois understood. The Amkus of Shalom Bayis is not just about living in harmony and having a good life together. The Amkus is that the Tachlis that we're in this world, is to create a haven for Shechina. That's what we're doing here. It's a Makom of Shechina. And the more and more that this Achdus, the more and more that there's no friction, the more and more that there would taka echad. So the more and more that's a mocha b'shchina, Rabbi said. And this I always say, Rabbi said, that that's why Shalom Bayis is such an avoider, Rabbi, such an avoider. When people get married, they say, okay, Baruch Hashem, we read the books, the river, the kettle, and the bird. Right, and we read this, we read that. So like before the marriage, we listened to Rabbi Schaefer, 12 steps, 44 steps, and we read the book from Professor. People said maybe you should expand your horizon. You should read from Dr. Thomas Singhal, his book on 10 easy steps to marriage. You turn to the back, flip. He's been divorced 6 times, but he says forget. That's why he has so much experience in marriage. You can give tips. So 10 easy steps to marriage, you've been through all that, and that's before the marriage, you know, Baruch Hashem. And most of us come into the marriage, okay, I did the river, the kettle, and the bird. I did Rabbi Schaefer's 12 steps. I listened to it every day on my way going to yeshiva in Lakewood. I put it on, you know, Baruch Hashem, I didn't fall asleep, or maybe a couple of times I would have killed some people on the road, but and then, you know, in the bathroom, Dr. Spock's book, and I read this book and that book, and that's it. I'm ready to come in. And the Toy Sizzle boy said, that's all it would be, Chad, that you have to prepare yourself to go into marriage. But it's not about that. It's not just preparing for marriage and that concept of, you know, harmonical life to be. It's about Tosef Shechina. And the only way to come Echad, the person, the only way to do that is constant avoid, the constant avoid, to work at it constantly, to work at it, learning how to live with somebody who we spoke last week is totally Ezer Kenegdo. She's the Kenegdo, but she's the Ezer, that she's the Ezer, that to work on a person's midas and to create that matzav of Shechina. And if a person doesn't work at it, I always tell people that it's a toy gone. You have to constantly think of AIDS as how to work at it. Constantly think of AIDS as how to be oiven, and vita, you know, what your wife wants. I forget, once you get into the house, it's the opposite. Then you have to start working. But till then, you heard the schmoozing general clause. But then every individual is different. Every woman is different. Every man is different. You have to know the likes and the dislikes of your wife. And the likes and dislikes. And she has to know the dislikes of her husband. You know, like she's serving him liver every every time, and every time somehow, as she goes out, the liver seems to be finished in one split second. And he says, wow, when it comes to liver, I down it like a river, and it goes down, mamish, finan. But then she doesn't realize that this, the famous under the table trick, and it usually ends up down the block in the garbage. The guy wonders why every week when he's walking out at 7:30, a piece of liver comes flying out the window on his way to Meiriv. He gets hit by a piece of liver. Flying livers. Every Thursday night, there's a flying liver coming at him from Thursday. He can't feel the fathom of what's in a Shemayim. There's a simon in a Shemayim that maybe he should buy his wife chopped liver. But anyway, every Thursday night, coming flying out on the way to Meiriv, he gets hit in the eye by a piece of liver. He doesn't understand it. It's Mamish Ben Shemayim. The Teretz is this wife can't get the thing. Whatever it is, the harmonization is not there. And she keeps serving that liver, and we'll go on for days. So Baruch Hashem, he happens to be a good guy, he doesn't want to say anything about the liver, and he can't take the liver. But at the end of the day, you have to learn about each other, you have to work together, but the want, the dislikes, the characteristic traits. Some women, every person has a different character, and to learn it, and to work with it, and to harmonize it, and to become one, but it's such an avoider, but the yisoid of the avoider is an avoider that's unbelievable zahra, but just like, you know, I always say, when you want to build a tremendous building, the yisoid is, and the building, you have to put it's so much weight. Your guy wants to be put up the Empire State Building, the Freedom Towers, whatever, you put it up. Wow, you know how much work goes into this whatever thing? You want to have Shechina, but say it can't just go with a flip-flop, put in a tape. Rabbi Schaefer, I'm ready, Rebbe. I'm ready for marriage. I heard all 12 steps. I'm all ready. Next 2 weeks he comes to you, Rebbe. We're on the verge of divorce. I know it's didn't you. You had the 12 steps. Yeah, but this was the 13th step. You got to work at it. It doesn't just come in mailer, but it's a toy scuttle. You have to put time and effort into it to build it. And it could, no, and some people put their marriage on cruise control. Like you once saw Reader's Art Digest, these two people came in many years ago. I quote from the Reader's Digest because Rav Scheinberg used to, that's how I used to quote from the Reader's Digest. So I go up. Not that I've seen it in like many years. I haven't seen that thing in a minute. I once saw another thing. There were two people came in Scheinberg used to quote from the Reader's Digest once in a while. But anyway, he said that he read in the bathroom, I guess, did not take away from it. He shouldn't have taken it. But anyway, before Ami magazine came out. Anyway, Bekitsa, so the Reader's Digest, so he said there was a couple that came for marriage counseling, and his wife says, you know, that, you know, it's not going as kid. And he says, they speak to the husband, what do you say about it? You know, she says, you never express your feelings. So he said, what are you talking about? When we got married, I said to my wife, I loved her. If anything would have changed, I would have told her. It's been 25 years. If something would have changed, I would have said something. That was his idea of marriage. So that's what some guys think. You know, Baruch Hashem, everything's good. First 2 years, the month, Shana Rishon, it's all fine and dandy. Then it comes on, cruise control. Everything's fine. We go, we do our thing. We wake up 10 minutes, they don't even know each other. They don't know no Kesher. Kesher Baruch wants to build the Kesher that we should be, it should be total Achdus, a total Shleimus. And that's working on a person's Midas, and working on the Avida. I think he was also brings it from the parasha. Ayei sorry shtecha. That we shoylin al ish. They asked where sorry the mechaval baila. Avram is a 99-year-old man. Calm it down. He's gonna be married for 75 years. Shol ish al baila. They asking where sorry. They want she's a tznua. She's in the oil. Avram knows she's a tznua. She's 99 years old almost. Take it easy. It's time for golf. They're heading out to the old age home soon. What do you want from this couple? You know, Shal Isha, they're asking how Yesara, Mechav al-Baila, he's 99, he's helling with a cane soon, take it easy, what do we get? The first being down, I think Chayat Shalom said over there, no, we don't realize a Toysef, not a Toysefis of Shalom Bias, but he said, Shalom Bias is the Yesoid. From Shchina in the Vel, Rabbi Yisrael. And this brings Shchina, Rabbi Yisrael. And we know the famous story of Shlomo Zalman. He was walking home with his Talmud. Of Shlomo Zalman Orabach, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody knows the story, but I want to bring out, it's such an unbelievable Zach. The Godel Hador. Mamish the Godel. Everybody's coming with Shilas to him. He's Mamish Godel Shabigdoilim. Kol HaTorah Kul is over the fun of. He's busy with the most intricate Shilas. The most Titifa Shilas. I was reading a book that used to come to him, Shlomo Zalman of Eliashim. Serious Shilas, deep Shilas. He's walking home with his Talmud. you think he has time now to think about Shalom Bayis? That's what Shalom Zalman was busy. Stoma, he was married for 35 years. So Shlomo Zalman's coming to the house with his Talmud, and he's wiping off his scarf, his frock. Tasha says, "Talmud, do I look okay?" The Talmud looks at him like he's off the rocker. "You're going into your house, Rebbe. You're not going. If you're going out of your house, going to a wedding, you want to look, you know, people want to do the gadol. You're going into your house. What are you doing? Do I look okay? Is my hat, Rebbe? You're going in the house. Not, maybe he thought he was disoriented. It's in, out." "No, do I look okay?" "What's the pshat?" They said, "What do you mean? I'm going to greet the Shechina. I'm going to greet the Shechina. How do we come home, Rabbi Sa? Supper ready? How come supper's not ready yet? You had a whole day. What's the kid again. That excuse. We learned that in Rosh. We know about that excuse. It's not an excuse. We know you're blaming it on the kid. You're going to greet the Shechina, Rabbi. If you're going to greet the Shechina, you have to go with a different. I'm talking to myself. Well, you go with a different thing. Your whole. You're talking to her is different. You don't talk with a little bit of urgency. You talk with Naim. You treat her with a malchus. The Rambam says, yeah, treat her. You talk in a good way. You work things out together. You harmonize. Because you have to realize every Tosef is not just There's more Shechina, Rabbi. There's more Shechina. The Gemara says in Bamitzin Amendi, I always say, like the guy, the marshal, I always say, the guy, he's in his house, and his wife says, you know, she wants to say goodbye, "Hi, dear, where are you going? How's everything? I can't talk now. What's wrong? I'm running out. I gotta make a parnasa. Who do you think's gonna support you? Buying all your going on your shopping spree today," and he runs out. So I say to myself, fool that you are. Gemara says, "Bamitzin and Tes, look it up. Ain bracha mitzvah beisan el mitzvahista. The bracha that's mitzvah beisan el mitzvahista." So the guy's like, "What happened? The old bracha they can have in your parnasa." He's like, like the marshal, I always say, people running out of Shabbos. They have to get what after. I got to get on my phone, see if I have any emails about my parnasa. Fool! It's like a guy is under. I always give the marshal. He's under Chaim Kanievsky's hand, and he has a bus back to Yerushalayim. So he's under. He's getting a bracha. Says for parnasa. So the guy says, to his friend, "Let's get out of here. Chaim's giving you a bracha for parnasa. What are you running? I got to run back. Fool! This is the Makavi. This is the bracha. People are running away for Shabbos to get parnasa. It's ridiculous. The Bekor of brachas from Shabbos. What are you running out of? 20 seconds after Shabbos, he's on his phone. Emails. Parnasa. I got to. What are you brushing out of Shabbos? I got to make parnasa. Shabbos the Bekor of bracha. The guy's running away from his wife. He can't talk to his wife because he has to make parnasa. That's the Bekor of bracha. Parnasa. What's the pshat? Because the few were saying it's gevaldik. Because the more tosefes that you treat your wife properly, there's the more tosefes shechina. When there's shechina, there's bracha. There's everything. There's bracha, there's shalom, there's everything. So a person for your own sake, a person can think of it, my own sake, shalom bayis, it's shechina, everything good now. I have the Ribbono Shel Olam in the house. What could I, there's nothing mythy anymore. We got the Ribbono Shel Olam with us. Shlomo Zalman felt it, he was with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Yisod Rebbe. But to get to that drive, to have the Ribbono Shel Olam, to build the Beis HaMikdash, we know what it means, Rebbe said. To build the Mikdash Ma'at, you gotta work. It doesn't just come, oh, haphazardly, well, there. I heard a shmooze once about it. You gotta sit down and work at the feelings. What are my issues, my why? What are my things? I want to make it to perfect. I want to get it to, I gotta work on it. Everything, certain things I know. Let me talk it out. If I can, my wife, my Rebbe, find answers how to create that matzah, Rebbe said, because that's what the Baruch Shalom wants. And that's where the Shechina is gonna dwell. And that's gonna bring bracha, v'atzlocha, v'parnasa, v'chol tuv selam.